Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Movies and a Meal, a podcast where we talk about movies and other things while we eat. I'm your co-host, Ben, and in this very short episode, we are going to cover Easter Sunday, a new comedy that's starring comedian Joe Coy. Now, Brad and Keith aren't here this week because of some scheduling issues, so I'm just going to kick out a small episode, and we're going to talk about Easter Sunday. You know, I had originally seen this movie a couple weeks ago, but I decided not to review it, but through these circumstances, I'm going to go ahead, and I will explain my reasoning why, but this movie, it's, like I said, starring Joe Coy, a Filipino comedian, and it's about, basically, his family, a fictionalized version. They're getting together around the Easter Sunday holiday. You know, this movie is directed by Jay Chandrasekhar, who you should know if you like comedy. He wrote and directed Super Troopers and Super Troopers 2, and he's just been around. And even though Brad's not here, I'm going to fill in, and I will deliver the summary, courtesy IMDb. Set around a family gathering to celebrate Easter Sunday, the comedy is based on Joe Coy's life experience in stand-up comedy, which I basically just said before, but, you know, if you don't know Joe Coy, he's been around for a while. He's got a couple of comedy specials on Netflix, and obviously, I'm interested overall in this movie, and why I really saw it in the first place is because, you know, Joe Coy is Filipino. A lot of his comedy derives from being Filipino and mother lovingly as a point of comedy in his stand-up and everything like that. And, you know, this movie is obviously very Filipino heavy or an Asian heavy. Let me just run down some of the cast list. Jimmy O Yang, who actually is not Filipino, but who is Asian. And then you have a lot of kind of OG Filipinos that you would think of. Tia Carrera, obviously, from Wayne's World and a bunch of other stuff in the 90s. And the other person you might know is Eugene Cordero, who was in The Good Place. He had a small part in Loki. And, you know, he's just around. And if you've seen the trailers or commercials for this, you also know that Tiffany Haddish is in this as well. Let's run it back first. So, like I said, I saw this movie and I was interested because it is Filipino-based for the most part. And let's face it, there's just not a lot of those. You know, it's pretty rare for a major Hollywood movie to just focus and feature mainly Asian cast overall. You know, you think about, like, Crazy Rich Asians and maybe somewhere on the kind of art house fair like The Farewell, but it doesn't really happen. And that really subsection of it's not only Asian focused and mostly an Asian cast, but also mostly a Filipino cast. So, you know, most of the people that are in this movie, like I said, I appreciate they're Filipino, but you know, there are some more deeper cuts, I think, as far as like mainstream actors, quote unquote. You know, I mentioned that Tia Carrera is like the OG, like this person is like really the OG Filipino actor. I think as a movie, it's pretty thin. The comedy and the writing is basically just like, let's bring Joe Coy in and let him do his thing. He is having trouble connecting with his teenage son, who is played by Brandon Wardell. And, you know, they go on this road trip. They live in Los Angeles because Joe Coy is a, you know, comedian who's trying to break into the TV business. And they are in LA, so they make the drive down to Daly City in the Bay Area. I'm sorry. I guess it would be backwards. I guess they're in LA, so they have to make the drive up to Northern California to Daly City, which is a city outside of San Francisco. And surprisingly enough, through my research, is almost one-third Filipino as far as population of 100,000 plus people. So that's pretty interesting. But Joe is back. You know, he has the high expectations of the family, especially his mother. You know, they have kind of a relationship there. And the mother and the mother's sister, you know, Joy's aunt in this movie, Tia Carrera, you know, they have their own little infighting there. So he's like trying to like connect with his son and try to make peace in the family and land a sitcom. And all these things are trying to come together. And they take some liberties as far as like movie logic and what the limits and bounds of realism, I guess, are. So it's a broad comedy for the most part. I wouldn't expect there to have been a car chase in this movie, but there was. I wouldn't have expected some guns being shot off in this movie, but that happens too. Parts of the reason why I didn't want to judge it is because obviously my review is going to be inherently biased But I think as a movie, like putting it up against like other just like comedies, it obviously doesn't match up. And we're talking like in the 2 out of 5 range. And I don't mean that in like it's a terrible movie. It's just like Joe needs a better script. Even though Joe Coy is funny and obviously his comedy connects with me in a way that maybe it wouldn't with, say, Brad or Keith, he still needs some more material as far as an overall movie and a vehicle for him to be successful and to make it a successful movie. And I don't see that really happening here. I do think it'll be a good movie, though, for when it gets to cable. I think people can watch it and explore it. But despite the fact that this movie, as a comedy, isn't good, it's still one that I appreciate. You know, like I said before, it's rare for basically an all-Asian Hollywood movie to come out, and incredibly rare for those Asians to be all Filipino. And for me, it's just nice to have the representation. You know, some of the comedy here is, like I said, pretty broad. And, you know, it's hard to say stereotypes when you don't really even see these things portrayed in any kind of Hollywood mainstream movie. So, you know, Easter Sunday kind of breaks barriers in a point that, you know, it's just out there as a good thing. You know, just like we have a movie that we can see that as a Filipino, you're going to get jokes that nobody else is just because you're familiar with the culture. And for the folks maybe who their parents are like who immigrated from the Philippines to the United States. And as far as, again, for the culture, I guess, or for representation, you know, I would give this a 4 out of 5. So again, this is why I was a little divided before my hesitation to review this, because again, I'm biased on this. But despite the fact that I don't think the movie is particularly good, I will see it again, and I definitely will recommend it to, you know, my family and other people. But, you know, it's just great to see Filipinos on screen. We're making some progress here. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that have been in Hollywood that are Filipino, but just kind of like Filipino-focused movies, you have this movie. If you have the chance, if you're curious, you know, the Bosco brothers put out a movie, I think it's called The Fabulous Filipino Brothers, and the Bascos are also kind of a Hollywood family that are Filipino. You probably would recognize Dante. He was in Hook, the early 90s Robin Williams Peter Pan movie, and he's been in a bunch of stuff, and his other brothers, too, they've just been around. So, in fact, their niece, Ella J. Basco, you know, she was in the Birds of Prey movie a couple years ago, too. So, you know, they're around, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, but, you know, representation does matter, especially for just folks that don't get to see themselves on screen a lot. And for that, I think I'll be, like, forever appreciative of Easter Sunday and that. You know, if you're curious, I mean, Joe Coy specials, like I said, I think he has 2 of them. They're on Netflix. They're pretty funny. Even if you're not Filipino, I think you should find some laughs in this. I think it's time we wrap this episode up. You know, if you're interested in Easter Sunday, it's in the theaters, but it probably won't be in here for maybe another week or two. You know, it's got about a month run. But, you know, maybe when it's on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, give it a shot. So, you can reach us at moviesandameal.og@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at moviesandameal. We're on various podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and the Amazon Podcast as well. And if you like what you hear, you know, leave us a review and some stars, and we'd appreciate good or bad feedback. So anyway, it's time to wrap this episode up. So for Movies and Meal, I'm Ben. See you.